Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 2 online courses. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches deal with baffling guidance from the gods. Have you ever done a meditation session and you were talking to the gods, you asked a question and just got a baffling answer and you didn't know what to make of it? I've experienced this a lot of times. It can be hard because you really need an answer right now. So I have 3 insights for you. The first insight is, it's baffling because the gods see more than you can. Pay attention to what you're feeling at the moment when you're asking the question. Are you depressed, tired, or in the clutches of fear? A lot of times, that covers our eyes, figuratively speaking, so that we can't see clearly the answer that the gods are giving us. Or we can't understand the implications of the answer. Sometimes we're asking for a yes-no answer. Do I take this job, or don't I take this job? Do I stay in this relationship, or do I leave it? Sometimes the answer is a third possibility, and we just haven't seen it yet. One spiritual author told this story. The author was trying to decide whether to get married. He went into a meditation session, and he got nothing. So he tried again. And the guidance he received was, it's okay either way. This is exactly what he didn't expect to hear. It provided him no comfort. He wanted a this or that answer. Years later, he described the answer as being profound. It's spiritually comforting to know that whatever choice he made, he's going to be okay. No matter what, his spiritual journey would turn out well. Once again, this spiritual insight that we're talking about is, it's baffling because the gods see more than you can. A lot of times, the gods can see a lot more strategies than we can as mortals. It was explained to me once about reincarnation. Think of it as a long chain of lives that connect to each other. And imagine a large ocean, and only one link of the chain is above the water. You can't see the other links, but they are there. The gods can see all of the links, not just that one above the water. So the gods may not give you a comforting answer right now, but their answer may apply to the whole picture. And now our second insight. Take time and sit with the guidance. Sometimes when you get an answer that you're not really sure of, it's good to sit and think about it for a while. It may become clearer as you sit. Also, make space for your feelings. Sometimes a thing can be true, but we only understand it on the feeling level. Sometimes you know something's true, but you can't explain it with words at that moment. So we go back to the insight. Take time to sit with the guidance. And now our third insight. The gods help you outgrow insoluble problems. Carl Jung has this quote. The greatest and most important problems of life are all fundamentally insoluble. They can never be solved, but only outgrown. When I first heard this quote, I really had to think about it. If a problem is something that you can't solve, it feels like you can't make the situation better. You can't go forward on your path. But the quote says you can outgrow the problem. Let's say you have a married couple. One spouse grew up in a house where everyone yells. The other spouse grew up in a household that never spoke about their feelings. So the married couple has conflict. So who's right? Well, if they can outgrow the situation, they're both right. It may mean that one person has to speak strongly and the other one must listen more. Or maybe one spouse has to be more patient and wait so the other person could eventually express their feelings. The insight we're talking about is the gods help you outgrow insoluble problems. You may need to do multiple meditation sessions or conduct ritual a number of times and really ask for guidance and understanding. And now I will summarize. The first insight was, it's baffling because the gods see more than you can. The second insight was, take time and sit with the guidance. And number three, the gods help you outgrow insoluble problems. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, goddesshasyourback.com, and moonwatersilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.